coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but each sound effect contains a valuable truth. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Each news report contains a worthless rumor. There you go. All right. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because each show contains encouraging truths about Jesus. Oh, okay. And then Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show, the only thing you need to have in your pocket, the one thing you need to remember as we do all of this stuff. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, you know, here you go. What encourages you the most? Worshiping? Bible? Prayer? Fellowship? Giving? Serving? What encourages you? There's a reason that it encourages you the most. Take an inventory. It's not an accident. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, don't let it die of loneliness. How sad would that be? All you got to do is reach out to us. Call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that phone call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to somebody who helps you stress less.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's a nice one, right?
Pretty nice.
Right? You can wear a little hat, say, and it'll have the little less sign, all right? And then stress.
See, not bad.
Less stress. There you go. Bottom line, folks, if you want to reach out to us by text, you can do that as well. I know you guys know that. But we want to tell everybody, because there's new people listening to the show every day, and they don't always know what the procedures are. So you can either call the show or you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Time for the professional voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Also, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, not King David, just David, not Kind David, just David, not Spoony, no, just david@hemustincrease.org. For those that want to know where that comes from, John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease, which should be the cry of every one of us. I mean, we should all be like, yeah, he's got to increase, I got to decrease. That's where we get that from. And we also want to encourage you. We're going to send you over to the website. A couple things to remind you. We are in the new month of June. So we are on June 1, 2023. Wow. About 4.5 years, almost 4.5 years into the stuff that we've been doing, which is cool, right? Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're going to be doing interviews this month. Actually, on the 16th, we have a wonderful interview coming up. That we'll be talking about more and more. Plus, I've opened the door for you guys to have interviews for people that you might come in contact with within your church, within your ministry, within your life that could be a blessing to the people who listen. We're not looking to promote products. We're looking to promote Jesus, okay? Doesn't mean we don't want to hear what different people are doing. We just want to keep it there, promoting Jesus. That's our goal. And then additionally, or with that, also in June, June Buddies. Now, June Buddies is very important to me. It actually was birthed by my wife because she's much smarter than I am and much prettier than I am. And she's younger than I am. We'll just leave that there. Bottom line is this. When you're listening to the show, you'll hear people call in. They can be people that are calling on a regular basis. They could be new callers. You'll hear us talking about people. You'll hear different things that come up in conversation. What we're asking you to do is listen during the show and then let your heart be sensitive to the Lord and see if there's somebody that you hear or hear about or listen to and you're like, you know what, I'm going to pray for that person in the month of June. It doesn't mean you spend 22 hours of the day praying for them. It means you spend about 20 seconds praying for them. But we're asking you to make that commitment. Find a June buddy. You don't tell the person who it is. You just pray for them. We think that's kind of a cool thing. On top of all that, on the website is a place to give. If you want to give, but you don't want to give through the website, you're always welcome to do that after the show. You can talk to me directly. I'll tell you how to go through that process by check or by credit card or however you want to do it. And all that information plus a whole bunch more is on the website at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's just classic.
Pretty classic. Yeah,
that's
it.
That's classic. So that's Pink Panther. For those that don't know, Pink Panther was a movie with Peter Sellers. Plus, it was a cartoon. I liked the movies, but I love the cartoon. And that's just got a great theme song. It's just like, this is just awesome. Anyway, bottom line, please be praying for people in the audience besides your June buddies. Keep that in touch and aware. Those are important things to us because they're important to the Lord. And that's kind of how we want to operate. The teaching that we have today, both segments, is lights out fantastic. Let's hope if I can kind of get out of the way. I will tell you that I did work out. I worked out again yesterday, so I'm feeling really good, except Davey Wavy. one too many bicep curls.
You went too hard again,
yes,
Dave. Come on,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, I know it's so bad. And then so my arm is a little strained, so I have to not do weights today.
Well, at least it's not your leg day.
You know, it's amazing. I will tell you, having my arm just not paralyzed or anything, but it's strained. So when I use it, it hurts a little. That's okay. I mean, I did that to myself. There's nothing anybody can say about that. But the difference between that and the leg, oh, I'll take the arm any day, anywhere, just because, you know, without being able to walk around, it's like, forget it.
Pretty much.
It's terrible. All right, let's get into Texas. This is massively fantastic, and I want you to get into it. We'll probably go an extra minute or so just because it is just that good. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we are at verse 20, and you can't beat this. I'm going to give you some definitions. It's just lights out incredible. Here's what it says. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making his appeal through us. So I just want to stop right there. It should be 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I think that's verse 20. Seems like that's right. Double check in your Bible. It should be verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ as though God were making his appeal through us. So all those people that go, well, I don't speak for God. Well, that's too bad, isn't it? Because ambassadors for God speak for God. Just letting you know. So when they all make those lies, well, I don't speak for God, that's a shame. You probably don't know him, do you? That's the answer to that. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a moment to understand what an ambassador is. When it says you're an ambassador for Christ, I want you to give me a moment. I want you to grant it to me. I'm going to give you the dictionary definition of an ambassador. Okay? Listen to this. It's so good. A diplomatic agent of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his or her own government or sovereign, or appointed for a special and often temporarily diplomatic assignment. So I just want, and then the last part of it is an authorized representative or messenger. So I want you to catch the depth of what an ambassador is. You represent the government of the kingdom of God established by Jesus Christ. It's a temporary diplomatic assignment because you won't be on this planet long enough for it to be permanent. And so, therefore, it is temporary. But you are authorized, this is the best part about this, you are authorized to speak for the sovereignty as an ambassador. Now tell me you don't speak for God. It's exactly what you do. And when those people say that, you just go, okay, they're just not even, they're so far away from Jesus. Jesus in a brown paper bag. Which one? They're like going, I don't know. Here's the thing. Go ahead. I want you to.
Very important in this particular time that we're in.
You have to recognize that no matter what you do and or don't do, wherever you go, you are on assignment for God as an ambassador. You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Let me just, wait. Put up with my folly just a little bit more because I want you to hear this. I'm going to give you some synonyms. A synonym is similar words for the word ambassador. So just bear with me. This is kind of fun, right? Ambassador. It's an envoy, a representative, a delegate, a minister, a diplomat, an agent, an emissary, a spokesperson, a missionary, an apostle, a messenger, and an evangelist. You're all those things. See, now you're not the big A apostle. Relax. And if you have to tell everybody you're an apostle, then you're definitely not an apostle because only fake apostles go around saying, I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle. Anyway, the point of it is simply this. You're a representative. You're a delegate. You're a minister. You're an agent of the kingdom of God. You're a spokesperson. You're a missionary of the kingdom of God. I don't want to do missionary work. You're in missionary work. You're on planet Earth. The mission field is everybody in your universe. You are a messenger. You are an evangelist. You are an apostle. An apostle is one who's sent forth. You are all of those things because you are an authorized representative of a kingdom, of a sovereign. Our sovereign's name is Jesus Christ, and we are his ambassadors. And it's just like before you go anywhere else, before you do anything else, before you pick up all the other stuff, cool. I got no problem with that. I have no problem with people, you know, coordinating. You know how I am. I'm kind of more of the plethora guy. I'm more of all in. Once you're in through the very narrow door named Jesus Christ, once you're in the kingdom, then what God does with you in his kingdom is broader because then it goes from entering through Christ to the body parts, and you have different body parts, and different body parts do different things. Cool, that's cool. Regardless to that truth, you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Every single day of your life, you are an authorized representative to foreign and different entities. That's like, yes! It's like, that's you. That's me. That's you. That's all of us. Now tell me that is not like one of the coolest things when you think about it in those deep terms of truth and of application. That's you, that's me, that's us. We're the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Yes, we speak for him. Isn't that just amazing? Yep, that's kind of cool. I will take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Because what we're getting is this snapshot of Jesus, and there's a lot of stuff that we do, a lot of stuff that we say, but at no point should anybody ever lose what's going on here. And when we get into our Philippians teach tomorrow, you're going to see how very specific Christology, the study of Christ, fits into play on Jesus Christ being honored above all, and understanding how that this snapshot of Jesus plays into or leads us into the understanding of the superiority of Christ. Nobody else was fully God and fully man, period. And so nobody else can represent God to man or man to God. So in this situation, we get to see that Jairus, he has a 12-year-old daughter. She's dying. Not good news. This woman who's got this bleeding issue of blood, she comes up to Jesus, touches him without saying anything. Jesus has restoration and healing for her in physical, social, and psychological aspects, which is just wonderful if you think about how Jesus cares about the whole person. Doesn't care about a part of a person. Cares about every inch of you. If you're doing well physically, but you're not doing well psychologically, Jesus cares about that. If you're doing well psychologically and not doing well physically, Jesus cares about that. If you can't have contact with people and you feel like you're completely isolated, Jesus cares about that. And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every penalty, oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Props to Steve. He sent a text in, and I just want to repeat this. We were talking about being ambassadors for Christ. He said, to glorify God is to reflect his likeness. That's what you are as an ambassador. Very, very good statement. And so just keep that in mind. It's important for us to recognize that. And it's not that we always do that perfect, because I don't do that. If you do it perfect all the time, I'm impressed. No, really. I mean, I try to do it more often than not, but sometimes maybe God should keep me off the freeways. That's kind of what I'm thinking there. Anyway. All right, let's do our first trivia question. Here we go. This is not like it was yesterday, so we're going to go a different direction. You're going to have to listen a little bit, really think about this, do your best on this. To the Romans in chapter 10, Paul quoted an Old Testament prophet who said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good news." What prophet, which prophet was he quoting? That's the question. Okay. Romans chapter 10, Paul quotes an Old Testament prophet. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good news, or bringeth good tidings in the King James. Okay. Which prophet was he quoting? That's what we're asking you. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Joanne and Cordelia nailing down the pow-pow. So that was good. That was nice. Now we do, but there's a lot of people coming with answers. People doing a really good job. Just keep going. Just think about that answer. Just think about Romans 10. So what I want you to do is, he's quoting an Old Testament prophet, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings glad tidings, good news. Which prophet is he quoting? All right. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. Let's do that. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So I'm not going to brag, but I'm going to tell you. So today, you know, everything was fine. There's no problems in the morning. Reading my Bible. You guys know I'm doing this Revelation Genesis. Yep. It's like so bizarre. It's almost kind of weird in its own little way. And then I got into, and that was really good because I just learned tons that I thought I knew that I didn't know, which, of course, always just important to understand. But then I got into my devotional time, spent time with the Lord in prayer, and it's like that was it. That was like whatever that was, building the cake or eating the steak or whatever –
the one, the prayer time, that was like dessert.
Put it over the top.
And then at that point, I'm telling you, after prayer, I was like, man, I don't care what happens today. It's just something about spending time with the Lord.
It's essential, Dave.
Yeah, it's just like spending time with the Lord and just like, okay, now I know where the priority is, right? So if you're going to face some kind of situation, and potentially if you're going to face something where you know you're going to exit, you want to have a lot of time in with the Lord. If you already have a lot of time in with the Lord, then there's not a lot of surprises coming there, then, is there? Okay. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his word. So if you haven't heard about this, you've got somebody who made a statement in regards to their personal faith in a sporting venue, and now they're being fined for just expressing their faith. Okay, so that whole thing on free speech, I've been telling everybody for how long? Free speech, that ain't going to last. You think, no, it's got to last. That's not going to last. They're going to stop every kind of free speech so they can stop the gospel. Just so you know what's going on. You know, you think it's about the country. This is about the kingdom of darkness and light. You just keep in mind. So never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Even if they boo-hoo you, stand firm in the faith. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, because other people matter. Okay? Just the other day, I saw somebody at the gym, and they had a T-shirt, and you know that one? It says, if there's no justice, there'll be no peace. And it's like, see, this is the problem. That person is so angry, they don't understand that the righteousness, the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. They don't understand. Man doesn't know how to be just. Man's a sinner. And you need God to be the one that makes justice. And the problem there is you got to be willing to share that without ripping them to shreds. You got to love them and care about them. To me, I was thinking as I was praying for this person, I didn't get a chance to talk to this person yesterday, but I might today. I was thinking they probably don't have any idea. And that's, if you can think about that, the person that's making the statement kind of being mean and not cool probably is clueless as to what the truth is. That might help us have more of a compassionate, other person-minded attitude. So OPM, other people matter. You want to serve them. And you serve them by loving them. And part of love is telling the truth. You just don't have to be a jerk about it. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay, last on the trivia question. Then I got to finish the teaching, which I don't want to miss. In Romans, Paul quoted an Old Testament prophet and said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good news." Which prophet was he quoting? That's the question. 972-445-0770 is the phone number. 214-210-8483 is the text. David@hemusincrease.org is the email. Back to the passage we were at. We just talked about verse 20 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Christ were making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God. So I want to say something about this, because this is, I know it might sound complex, but not actually too complex. It's as though God was making his appeal through us. He is making his appeal through us. That's the exact argument that Paul is making. The most important element is that we need to be reconciled to God, and that reconciliation comes through Jesus Christ. But Paul even demonstrates the way to approach it. He kind of gives his own Romans road. And if you don't know what Romans road is, that's doing four or five verses in a row from Romans to show a person how to get saved. Or a Jack Chick track, which is kind of like the same kind of mentality. He gives his own little process on how to tell people how to get saved. He makes it really simple. In verse 21, God made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin on our behalf. Okay, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. That's the pattern. Like, okay. So you can actually talk to a person who's never become a Christian and just, you can literally use verse 21 as your track, as your process. God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. Oh, cool. So that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. Okay. Saved. That's what Paul is bringing forward. And for those that are going Romans Road, what was Romans Road? What is that? That's where you know, Romans 3:23 and 6:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. And then Romans 6:23, the second part, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, Paul is giving you a process, a scripture to use. You can share with anybody, and that's the God. You're bringing the gospel right to them. You think, well, there's so many other things involved. Hey, you know what? Start here. If you master this, I promise I'll give you something else to work on. So it's just that simple. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. Therein lies the gospel. So don't make it more complex than it needs to be. If you have an opportunity to share that with somebody, do it. Because people might go, well, I like that. I want that. How do I get that? Ah, let's pray. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You don't have to be the great. It's not this great theologian process. It's just letting God be God and do what he's going to do. That just gives you that opportunity to do that straightforward. Okay? All right. Love that text. Is this not just a great? The 2 Corinthians book's just lights out fantastic. All right. Trivia question. I got to stop saying that. To the Romans, Paul quoted Old Testament prophet who said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good news or good tidings. Who was he quoting? And the answer is Izzy or Isaiah. Isaiah is the answer. Excellent job on everybody that texted in. Very, very powerful, even on the recoveries. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
On the phone with us today, our privilege to have Kirk Cameron, who is coordinating the conference for Love Worth Fighting For, a marriage event. Kirk, are you with us?
I'm here.
I'm glad.
I'm here. How are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
It's my privilege to have you on the show. I'm glad you're joining us. I got to tell you, here's something that nobody knows in all the world except for my wife. When you did the movie Fireproof in the 2008 period, it is the only movie in my entire life, and I'm in that post-50 category, it's the only movie in my entire life that I gave to other friends as long as I've been alive because I thought it would be beneficial for their marriage. It was truly an inspirational movie that in my marriage, it's a great marriage. It just encouraged me to make it that much greater.
Oh man, that's great to hear. That encourages me a lot, and I've heard other people have said that as well. And you know, my hat goes off to the guys who wrote the script and the church that made the movie. And I was really honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, you did a great job, man. I really got to tell you, man. I know there's you got things that you grow up with, and you did things with it, but that kind of stuff, where you have an opportunity and you were able to play a character that really conveys. Hey, at times in marriage, there's a struggle, but there's this promise from the Lord. There's this capacity from the Lord to have a marriage that gets better and better as long as you're in it and not sitting on the outside watching it.
Right on, man. I often say that marriage never fails. Marriages do not fail. People fail. God made the universe. He made it perfect, and we introduced some sin, selfishness, death, destruction into it, and we do the same with marriage. It's perfect, and then we allow bitterness, unforgiveness to creep in and stay there. So what the Love Worth Fighting For event is all about, what Fireproof is all about, and by the way, Love Worth Fighting For, our marriage event, grew out of the Fireproof movie. It basically takes the movie and turns it into a live event, and we bring it to your church, and we talk about those kind of things. Is how to resurrect a marriage that has been damaged by selfishness and by bitterness. And where do you find joy and hope and healing? God gives us the capacity for those things, and we talk about where you find it.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.